Rolling sound in three.
Three.
Rolling video.
Two.
One. Minutes with Marco. Little more, an episode on a little more serious topic here. I'd be remiss not to mention the recent incident of the murder of George Floyd and the way it's kind of hitting everybody. First off, I think a lot of people during times like this feel a need to pick a side. And I think the obvious side we should be on is just like the humanitarian side. Like, we just seen a dude get murdered, and I see people like, I support the police. Well, it's like, that's, I support the police too. I support good cops, cops that help people, cops that do the right thing. That's not supporting the police. That's supporting murder. That's not a good thing. That, there's nothing more visible. I mean, just like obvious at what happened. You watched the guy get murdered. And you know, some people want to dress it up as this scenario. Well, we didn't see what happened beforehand. A good police officer, it doesn't matter what happened beforehand. If that guy was shooting people, but now he's unarmed and he's on the ground and he is no threat, and that's not what happened. I think the guy was writing check, was supposedly wrote a fake check or something. No matter what it was, there's absolutely no excuse. And, God, if you go against this, and if you don't, if you just try to find some way to blame this man in any way, you really have to do some deep soul searching and see where that's coming from. And I think it is time. You know, I see a lot of my black friends saying, you know, it's time for white people to really speak out, become an ally. And I think this is something that does need to happen, but we need to be a little more attention. We need to be more attentive on the way we approach it. Because I see a lot of white people out here now, like, they're the biggest activists in the world, and if your heart's in the right place, that's a great thing, but I don't think you take the forefront on this one. My idea of being an ally would, be behind your black friends, your black brothers and sisters, show, you know, a sense of empathy. Understand, I mean, at least from my standpoint, that, yes, you've seen a horrific thing, it's terrible, but you can't relate the way they can relate. You can't feel it that deep. And I think that's what needs to be acknowledged. It's awful. And it may have turned your gut. But just imagine being a person of color watching that. I mean, think if it was four black cops, you know, surrounding one white guy that had a knee to his neck and just slowly died. That's like a 6-minute choke. That's such a miserable way to die. That's such a violent, slow way to die. If you know what it feels like to get choked, a choke is supposed to be quick. A choke's supposed to put you out within 8 seconds. You should be unconscious. And that's, you know, a blood choke on one side of the carotid artery. And that's a slow cut off of blood to your brain. And the fear and anxiety that that would produce is something I, you know, you can only imagine, but you really would never be able to feel unless it happened to you. But, you know, when I do say that, obviously that's different. If it was a black cop doing it to a white guy, that's also not, you know, that doesn't have a past of hundreds and hundreds of years of injustice and a history of slavery and all these deep-rooted issues that cause stuff like this to happen today. And I think if you're going to take a stance now on going about the white privilege topics and becoming an ally topics, attack stuff like this first, right? You got to take this big fish out of the pond first, and then you could trickle down to the little things, you know, the societal prejudices, views and perspectives and outlooks. But if you can't admit this is murder, that's a problem. If you feel like you don't want to say anything, because like, why? What's holding you back there? If you have people asking, like, can you just admit this is an awful thing? Can you admit there's a problem here? If you feel a little resistance to admit that, you got to go find where that resistance is coming from, where that feeling is triggered. You got to do some soul searching there, because that's a deep-rooted issue. And you got to figure out why the fuck you feel like you got to stand in the background right now and you don't want any part of this. It's, you know, you're not really taking on, you know, the world's not going to fall on your shoulders for speaking out. You're just, you're adding to, you know, a movement of help. because it will get ugly. I mean, you see riots happening now, and it's crazy, and people will be in danger. And then you know, in ways I think you kind of feel for the good cop in that car there, you know, driving through that, because he didn't do it, but it's because of this turning a blind eye that we're putting people like that in danger. We're letting this happen, right, by not admitting things are wrong, by, you know, taking a step back. And the whole, you know, focus of this little rant isn't, I feel bad for the cop in there. It's just saying everything's intertwined here. And if we don't approach it by saying, hey, a human was murdered, you watched the murder. If that guy didn't have a badge and uniform on, you would say that was murder like that. I think for the most part, I mean, people, you really can't deny this. The video is disgusting, man. And it just, cops are supposed to be trained for things like this. You're not supposed to be on somebody's chest, you know, when they're breathing or hyperventilating, and you're not supposed to cut off any airways. And we watched a slow murder, and it's so ugly. It's so bad, especially during a time like now. It's already such an ugly time. And yes, I'm sure things like this have happened before, but now it's filmed and it's out there. And, you know, it is time for you to say something. But I think from the stance of an ally, you got to just be a little more observant. Don't expect somebody to, you know, teach you the ins and outs of, you know, having, you know, your friends of color's back during this time. Don't put the pressure on them to teach you how, just observe and listen more. Be open to listening, be open to reflecting on yourself. Critique yourself a little harder. You know, maybe things you think are things that you let pass. I don't know, man. It is tough to talk about. But to not speak on this, it's just like turning a blind eye to bullying. It's like turning a blind eye to sexual harassment. It's just ignoring it. It's not my problem. It's not my problem. It's not my problem. But it's going to turn into a much bigger problem, and it will affect you a lot worse if we don't step up now. And admit this is wrong. But like I said, I do see a lot of people admitting it is wrong. But then I don't know. It's such a touchy little weird subject. And like what I'm feeling now is like, am I going to say the wrong thing? Am I going to get a lot of backlash and shit? But, you know, I'm just speaking from my heart. I don't think I'm saying anything too wrong. If you want to critique me in little ways, you know, I'm open to looking at it. But yeah, man. So if you want to be, The Age had a beautiful post. The Age had a really beautiful post on this, and he posted a really good article on what it is to be an ally. And you're really not at the forefront if you're a white person, you know, approaching topics of injustice, of racial injustice. But to be involved, you do have to be there. You're not going to be at the forefront because you can't speak from the perspective, you know, of a black person, but you can be there for your black friends. And I don't know if this was worded perfectly or anything, but we watched a man get murdered, and this guy should have been, he's fired. He got fired, right? He should go to jail. This guy should, like, we need to see heavy repercussions for stuff like this. And we got to take these big fish out first. And I think, you know, the trickle down effect, you know, hopefully could just rid us of this bullshit. Cause it's ugly. It's ugly. And people are apologizing, white people are apologizing. I don't know about that. Like, I'm so sorry. It's just, I don't think you got to say sorry. I think you got to say, like, you got to admit it's wrong. You got to call it out. You got to let people know you got their back. You got to let people know you're there with them. And that's really all I got to say about that. So, Minnesota Marco, we're here for you. We're open to learn. And, yeah, man. You know, that's it.
Rolling sound in three.
Three.
Rolling video. Two.